professor. Rav Yisrael Gustman was considered one of the greatest Gdolei HaTorah of the 20th century. He was one of the Dayanim in Vilna. Vilna was, of course, the highest place of scholarship. And it's a legend how at age 20 he became one of the Dayanim in Vilna right before the war. He basically had a chiddush, and this chiddush was so brilliant that Rav Chaim Oizer Grudzinski, one of the Gdolei HaDor, heard it, and it happened to be the exact question that was bothering them, and it helped them solve an aguna situation, and he rose to amazing prominence. He would have had an amazing career as a Torah teacher in Vilna, if not for what? The Holocaust. World War II broke out, and instead of teaching Torah, Rav Gustman spent his days running from pig pen to shed to corpses, and he didn't escape the horrors, but somehow, miraculously, he survived. And Rav Gustman ended up moving to Rechavia and starting a small yeshiva where they would learn every single day, six students or eight students, and in Rechavia, learning Torah. But on Thursdays, he would open up it to the tzibur, and you would have tens of people, 50, 100 people from the community coming to hear Rav Gustman speak. Doctors and lawyers, and they wanted to hear a taste of what Torah was like before the Holocaust, of a true Talmud Chacham. Okay? And one of the people who would come every week to this shiur, his name is Robert, or Yisrael Amin. Robert Amin later became a person who won the Nobel Prize for his chidushim in economics. He was a very, very smart man, and originally a yeshiva student. Eventually, he decided to become a professor in Hebrew University, and he was a teacher in academia. But he would always come to this shiur on Thursdays in Rechavia. So, in 1982, war broke out in Lebanon, and one of the reservists who was called up was Shlomo Amin. Shlomo Amin was the son of Robert Amin. Shlomo had a wife and a child, but like every Israeli, you got to do what you got to do. He got called up. There was a fierce battle, and unfortunately, Shlomo was taken to the heavenly, taken up to heaven, and he passed away. So Robert Amin was sitting Shiva, and Rav Gustman took his whole yeshiva to do burial, to bury the deceased. And Rav Gustman seemed very, very distraught. He was walking around Har Herzl, like we're going to be walking around today, and he kept muttering to himself, "They're all Kedoshim. They're all Kedoshim." And people said, "Even the secular one?" He said, "Everyone. They're all Kedoshim. They're all holy." And then he made his way to the Shiva. And my Rosh Yeshiva said he was there. And there was this moment of sadness so heavy. And Robert Amin told Rav Gustman, "Okay, it's enough. You can go home. Go back. Go learn Torah. You've done enough. Go teach Torah in your yeshiva." And Rav Gustman said, and not just to Robert, but to everyone, "No, I want everyone to hear this. See, nobody knows this, but I had a child. His name was Meir. And I loved Meir with all my heart. And we would hide together in the Holocaust. And he was my best friend, and we learned Torah together. But one day, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, took away my Meir. My mayor was a tzaddik, mamash. He didn't scream so he wouldn't give me away. And I've never really gotten over my mayor. I stole his shoes for food, but I never could eat that food. I would give it away to my family. And you know what's happening right now? Right now, your Shlomo is meeting in heaven my mayor, and they're greeting each other. And all of the 6 million of the Holocaust are Kedoshim. They're all holy. But your Shlomo was Zoche to die, not just because he was a Jew, but because defending the Jewish people, the greatest possible life, the greatest possible death. And my Meirka is Kaddosh, but your Shlomo is a Chazan, a Shliach Tzibor. and they're uniting right now, I have no doubt. And Rav Amman said, I never thought I could be consoled, but Rav Guzman, your words have consoled me. And Rav Guzman lived a beautiful life teaching Torah, and he would every year go out in Yom Yerushalayim and see the children playing, and that was his consolation. And to me, this is the epitome of Yom HaZikaron, of the zchut that we've had in this generation in our own individual way to find a way to contribute to this country, to contribute to Am Yisrael. It might not be necessarily through enlisting in the IDF, but we all can find ways through our tefillah, through our Torah, through our physical actions. We can all find a way to contribute to this beautiful state. And I'm thankful to God that we have this chut, and I pray to God that we won't have to have this day together next year. It should be a day of Tchiyat HaMetim, Zrat Hashem. Deshka, 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 Yemini.